In Gaza, Sir Lindsay Hoyle apologised after Labour was given an amendment to an SNP proposal. Conservative MP Maria Caulfield says she would struggle to support Sir Lindsay after yesterday's events, but there are concerns from some Tories about how it will play out, particularly in an election year, as Matthew Thompson explains.
People are watching on, seeing the chaos of last night. As much as temperatures are rising in here and people are very angry, back and think about it logically, it may not be something that plays particularly well with the public.
Reports of Islamophobia in the UK have hit a record high since the 7th of October Hamas attack on Israel. An agency which monitors anti-Muslim hate crime recorded over 2,000 cases over the past 4 months. Businesses will have to introduce measures to help women going through the menopause or could face legal action. The Equality Watchdog says symptoms could legally be considered a disability. Claire McCartney, a human resources expert, explains what classes can do to improve conditions.
It might be flexible working, ability to control temperature, easy access to cold drinking water and washrooms, or even adapting uniform to improve comfort levels.
An inquest heard a grandmother died of unsurvivable dog bite wounds after being attacked by XL bullies. Esther Martin, who was 68, was found unresponsive at a house in Jaywick in Essex earlier this month. Ex-Brazilian footballer Dani Alves has been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison after being found guilty of sexual assault in Spain. It followed an incident in a nightclub in Barcelona in December 2022. And Ben Shepherd says tomorrow will be his last day on Good Morning Britain, but he won't be going too far. The TV star will front this morning alongside Kat Deely. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Kate. I don't know why they just didn't leave it with Alison Hammond. I think she's an amazing presenter, or Jodie, actually. I don't know why they've got Kat Deely. I mean, no offence, she's a really good presenter. I used to like SMTV with her and Deck. It was hilarious. I love watching that. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, probably got maybe, I don't know, a couple of 100,000 or £1 million to do it. I don't know. I think the show's kind of, they need to reformat probably after everything that's gone on. Just need to reformat. But what I don't like is the way that they, you know, I suppose Philip Schofield left under a bit of a cloud, and then they went for Holly after that. And I don't really, that, you know, she's still doing TV work. Her husband's, I think, one of the producers on ITV, isn't he, or something. But the point is, it's the way the public turn. It's not really the public so much as, like, the press. Once they've got a dislike for you, I always think about the case. My sister went last week to see Steve Brookstein. Albert Einstein. Steve Brookstein, it's not Brookstein, it's Brookstein. I always get it wrong. He's a really lovely bloke. He's been on my show. I've always found him to be really pleasant, and he's got new music coming out. He's great. She said it was a brilliant show. But he got really, really slagged off on The X Factor. And then after that, nobody would touch him with a barge pole. And the bullying that went on was just incredible. You should read his book. It's very difficult, because you never know if the press take this, all these like shows where people go into like Love Island, you never know the way they're going to present you, and then the audience turns against you, which is because of the way that you're put forward. Because you could be the nicest person in the world, but you go on one of these shows, you've got no control over it, and then you come out and find out that everyone hates you, and then you can't get any work, and then, you know, it leaves you feeling really depressed. Very, very depressed. Also reading up about dancers as well, because obviously Robin, the wonderful Robin from Strictly Come Dancing, passed away yesterday or the day before. An amazing dancer. All the dancers on Strictly are just fantastic. I know he'd not been on Strictly for a few years, but you know, somebody was saying about a dancer's actual career is very, very short and very, very competitive, because you've got people coming up behind you that are younger. So once you get into like your late 20s, 30s, you know, you're coming to the end of your career, and then you've got to think about something else. Oh no, you can still dance really well. That competitive thing is probably out of the way. They're so fit, the dancers, aren't they? Amazing. Do you know what I'd like to be able to do? The Argentine tango.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Although I'm sure nobody would want to see me doing that, but we'll be talking about Strictly tomorrow, because my guests are doing Strictly for the Essex Air Ambulance. Now, it's 12 degrees, sundry showers and a fresh breeze. There might be a little bit of sunshine poking through the clouds occasionally for most of the day, but at the moment it's pretty much cloudy. And as we head up towards Friday, light rain showers and a gentle breeze tomorrow. More or less kind of the same. And then on Saturday and Sunday, you've got some sunshine and showers on Saturday. More or less the same as today. And then Sunday looks pretty overcast at 9 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now we'll have our first play for Rachel Brooks coming up. She's a local singer-songwriter. In the meantime, here's a brand new one from Justin Timberlake. This is Selfish.
So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Must be an angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. 'Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Me an angel, put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you, making me insane. You cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel. Owner of my heart, tattooed your mark there for the whole world to see. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Must be an angel. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you, making me insane. You cannot be explained. You must be an angel. Jealous, but I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
For into your arms. It's all I had to do. When the dream was broken, your love stayed true. There I was, standing alone with no one else but you. Falling into your arms, that's all I had to do. Can't go back to that pain. Thousand voices in the water calling out their names. Falling into your arms.
Here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really going head up with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going head up with him? I'll take my eyes, don't they see me? There's something going wrong around here. Around here. But it looks good, kill. There's a man.
Joe Jackson, is she really going out with him? Then we had Joby Fox with Falling, and kicking off with a brand new one from Justin Timberlake with Selfish. Oh, we don't like selfish people, do we? No. Doom, doom, doom. Now, I know there's lots of generous people here in Brentwood, and Brentwood Food Bank. If you can help them out, that would be amazing. They help over 200 people every week who would otherwise go hungry. It's not uncommon to have a mother come in who hasn't eaten for days, so the child could. Sadly, the number of people who are coming into the Brentwood Food Bank show no sign of slowing down. They are looking for items like hot dogs, tins of tuna, chicken in sauce, this is all tin goods, beef casseroles, soup, meatballs, spaghetti, custard rice pudding, also jams and spread biscuits, coffee, tea, jars of pasta sauce, sugar, bags of rice and toiletries, shampoo, soap, shower gel, deodorant, shaving foam, etc. So if you've got a little bit of extra shopping when you've been out, maybe over the lot, you know, put a couple of tins in, you can drop them off at the Brentwood Food Bank. Have a look at brentwood.foodbank.org.uk or go to our website and you can find all the details there. Got the brand new track coming up very soon after the ads. This is going to be Rachel Brooks with a track called Say Goodbye. In the meantime, let's get the ads.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. If you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755. to book an appointment. Phoenix FM.
Rachel Brooks with Say Goodbye. She's a local singer-songwriter based in Chelmsford. Been on the show before, and you can normally catch her live in Chelmsford and Brentwood as well. Just coming up to 11:23.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, just for pleasure and profit.
Now, on Monday the 26th of February, Phoenix FM open mic night. So if you're a singer and you want to pop down and sing, bring your backing track with you. It's hosted by Kev Piggott from 8pm till 10pm. All tracks are recorded and a selection played on Sunday sessions every Sunday from 10am. For more details, take a look at the website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, I have been playing this one all week, actually. YG Marley, who is Bob Marley's grandson. I love this. It's called Praise Jar in the Moonlight.
They say the sun and I shine for all. After you in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Oh, no, 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 no. Tell me where you've gone, gone, gone. I've
hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, show me up till you call me a liar. Give child the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, alone, alone. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they write the song. No, 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 freedom is the wrong. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness won't catch them in the end. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
Yeah.
That is Keen with The Way I Feel. Just coming up to 11:33 on a Phoenix FM. I was going to have a look and see if there was any cheerful stories in the papers. Let's have a little look, shall we? I don't know why I'm looking in the Daily Mail, because they never have anything particularly very cheerful in there. No, the lead story is not very good. Oh, what's happened there? Oh, it's me. Hold on a second. Just unplugged my headphones. I might be shouting. Oh, that's better. let's have a look. Jessica Simpson. Wow, she looks amazing. Got a great voice. Great voice. Taylor Swift and Travis have gone on a date to the zoo, enjoying themselves. Let's have a look. Anything else? Ben Shepherd leaves fans in hysterics with air blunder ahead of his move to This Morning. He said, what are they going to do? Sack me. Right, okay. I like Ben Shepherd, actually. Anything else? I don't know. There's not anything. There's not anything. No, it's not. Oh, dear. Moment fight breaks out between an Amazon worker and a wheelchair-bound building manager in a lobby of a Nottingham Hill tower block. Wow. He's really. I can't believe this. Wow, this guy is beating up somebody and dragging him out of a wheelchair. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. That is terrible. There are some terrible things going on. Absolutely terrible things going on in the world. Couple spent $150,000 on the ugliest house in the street and transformed it into a dream home worth double. And all the skills they learn on YouTube. See, the thing is, I've seen lots of loads of, because I'd like to redo my bathroom. And I've seen lots of women on there and guys as well who say, like, this is my first time of, like, they actually do it, they title it, they install it. But I think with things like plumbing, you've got to be so careful. And it's also electrical. See, the thing is, I don't want to skip over anything. I can't even read instructions for stuff. But I wouldn't mind having to go painting. I hate painting, but I will paint. I don't think I could do flooring, because I don't think I'm fit enough to be sat on the floor. In fact, yesterday, I went to put some... I've got cupboards in my kitchen, and I want a drawer. You know, that pull-out drawers. And I actually went... I crouched down, and I don't normally go in that position, but I sort of crouched down. I thought, I can still crouch down. That's really cool, you know. Yeah, well done, Michelle. Flexible. And I went to put a plate away, and as I did, I went, oh, no. And I just slowly rolled backwards and ended up just sat on the floor... And just went, I can't believe this. And I thought, I'll have to get up. So I grabbed hold of the granite works it, just hoping that my weight wasn't going to rip it from the top of the cupboard. I did manage to get up, but it was like, ugh. It was a slow roll. You know when you're going to fall over, but it goes slightly in slow motion. You're like, oh, no. And I just was crouched down, and then I just sort of tipped backwards. It was the balance of my, I think it was the heaviness of my bottom. Made me fall over. Here's Portugal the Man with Kim Generation.
1, 2, 3.
So good, I'm going to know how I adore.
on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel for you this morning as we head up towards lunchtime. Right, Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. Heading to the M20, down the M25 towards Lakeside is clear, and also heading up towards the M11, no issues there. You do have a road closed due to electricity work on Coxley Green Road, both ways from Lincoln Lane to Park Lane. You've also got temporary traffic lights at A102 from London Road, both ways at Spittal Lane. Very busy around Wilson's Corner and the A128 and on the road heading down to Wilson's Corner. Telecoms work due to temporary traffic signals due to telecoms work on the A128 Brentwood Road both ways. That is near the church. A12 is flying pretty nicely at the moment. Not too much of a problem. I can't see any other problems on the roads, but you'll get more traffic and travel in an hour. Here is Roachford. This is All the Love We Need.
If we could have the world, something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. We got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold, and everything people may dream of. But if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. Knowing you got someone to give you a reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see that thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. Yeah, you and me got, we got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got more than just enough. We got all the love we need. Don't need nothing from nobody. Don't need loving, 'cause baby, we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody. Don't need loving, 'cause baby, we got it. Yeah, 'cause we got all the love. All the love. We got all the love.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentford Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 325 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Heart Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Phoenix FM.
The tension is incredible. Boy, I'm in charge. You know how I feel for you. Will you stop or will you just keep going? Please don't say no.
Very strong coffee that somebody brought in. You know, I keep my I normally come in with just my normal coffee, and then I use the one in the kitchen. It's so strong, it like blows your head off. I've gone really cockney, and I'm not actually. I say that to my mum. We say, "Mum, you've got a cockney accent. How dare you? How dare you?" My dad used to laugh. I think my mum had more of a, but she did have a slight cockney accent. I think my mum. She wasn't a cockney though. My dad sounded like he came from the countryside. I don't know why, because he was born in Ilford, but he just had a regular, not an estuary voice. Estuary voices are different. It is an estuary kind of, oh my God, babe, do you know what I mean? Oh yeah, right, I saw him the other day, yeah, it was fine. Oh right, oh lovely, whatever. I don't know, is that, people talk like that anymore? I don't know, I thought that was probably, that was just made up. I don't know, do people talk like that? All right, babe, how you doing? All right, how you doing? Hello? I don't know, maybe they do, I don't know. I've got a slight, you can hear I've got a slight accent. Just, I lived in Dublin for a good couple of years and went to school in Dalston. Yeah, my voice is a bit of a mixture, really. It's just, you know, and if I'm talking to somebody who's quite plush, then my voice actually changes. It really does. Like, oh, hello, how are you? Absolutely fantastic. It changes. And if I'm speaking to somebody from Ireland as well, then I'll start getting the Irish slight lilt in my voice. Do you know what accent do I find really sad? I really like a Scottish accent. It would be probably Aberdeen. That's gorgeous. Also Liverpool. I like that. And like a Cork kind. No, it's Cork a little bit. Maybe not Dublin so much. Yeah, probably like Cork. Around Wicklow, that kind of Irish accent, yeah. That's strange. Also a Welsh accent. Yeah. I'm just like any accent, really, except the one I've got.
Person. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.